following this breaking news.
Good morning. Thanks for listening in.
It's going to be nice weather here while the
really big stories on.
You're listening to the Today in San Diego podcast.
Good morning, everybody. It is December 2nd, Wednesday. I'm Marianne Cushy. We have a lot of news to get to today. The National Weather Service has issued a fire weather watch starting Wednesday night. That's tonight, when gusty Santa Ana winds are expected to ramp up in San Diego County's mountains and western valleys. As a result, SDG&E has announced more than 88,000 customers in fire-prone areas may have their power shut off starting tonight in order to prevent wildfires caused by downed power lines amid gusty winds. Britain is first. News from early this morning. British officials authorizing Pfizer's and BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use there, greenlighting the world's first shot against the virus that's backed by rigorous science. Britain expects to receive the vaccine within days. Here in the U.S., though, a CDC panel voted to give health workers and long-term care facility residents the first COVID-19 vaccine doses once it's cleared for public use. There are roughly 21 million healthcare workers and 3 million long-term care facility residents in the U.S., according to the CDC. Reedy Children's Hospital has announced that they've been asked by state health officials to be a San Diego storage site for the COVID-19 vaccine until the FDA approves the vaccine for emergency authorization use. The hospital has the necessary ultra-low temperature freezer storage capacity as well as security controls in place. San Diego Unified says it's delaying an advancement to phase two of its campus reopening plan, and they will keep educating most students virtually through the first part of 2021. This delay was forced by the worsening of the pandemic. San Diego State University officials are canceling spring break during the 2021 semester in order to prevent a surge in cases from inevitable traveling and mingling. Approved by the SDSU Senate, it would give students 4 rest and recovery days interspersed throughout the spring 2021 semester instead of the typical 9-day-long spring break. The surge of COVID-19 here in this county continues with no sign of letting up. Here are the latest numbers. 17 new community outbreaks were confirmed on November 30th. 1,378 new cases were confirmed as well. That's a 9% positivity rate. And we have now surpassed 1,000 deaths. A total of 22 new deaths have been reported on November 30th, bringing the total to 1,019. And with the need to get tested for COVID-19, NBC7.com has a list of free county-run sites. All you have to do is search the words coronavirus testing. Now to the big story as well, the weather. Here's Sheena with our First Alert forecast.
Good Wednesday morning. We're going to be in weather alert today. Aside from the cold temperatures this morning, it's still going to be a very nice sunny afternoon with highs in the mid-70s at the coast and upper 70s inland. But the weather alert is going to be for a high wind warning and a red flag warning. The high wind warning is for tonight, starts at 10 p.m. through 6 p.m. tomorrow for the inland valleys, foothills, and mountains. So we're going to see sustained winds in from the northeast heading offshore around 20 to 30 miles an hour. But for the foothills and mountain passes, we could see some isolated wind gusts near about 50 to 60 miles an hour. Aside from that, because this is because of a Santa Ana setting up here, we also have a fire weather warning. That's going to be starting at 6 p.m. today through 10 p.m. Saturday. So because of the offshore wind gusts, it's also going to bring in that drier air. Humidity is going to drop to around 8 to 12%. So that's going to be critically low over the next several days. So we'll be watching this for you just to make sure you also stay aware and stay updated with our podcast here, because we'll be updating as we head into the weekend. Marianne?
Sheena, thanks. Stay safe and follow us on Twitter and get instant updates on the news happening near you.
Thank you for listening to Today in San Diego. For more from our team, search NBC San Diego wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to give us your feedback by leaving a rating and review.